You're listening to Raphael Epstein.
Josh Nelson joins me. Filmology.com is his blog. It's spelled with a PH. Josh, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Look, we've got two films to talk about. The Double, let's do that one first. Jesse Eisenberg is in it, who has sat in Josh's very chair when he did that kind of odd magic film. Was it
Now
You See Me?
Yes, it was. Well, he drank a cup of tea, which is very delicate of him.
It was a really interesting interview, actually. Anyway, let's have a little listen to The Double, the trailer.
I'd like to introduce everyone to our newest co-worker. Please welcome James Simon.
Have you spoken to the new employee?
James? Yeah, sure, I met him.
But did you notice anything strange about him? I mean, did he remind you of anyone?
Who did you have in mind?
What'll it be?
I'll just have a Coke.
A Coke. And you?
Scrambled eggs.
I don't serve breakfast in the evening.
Well, do you still have eggs here?
Yeah.
And do you have a frying pan?
Yeah.
Then give me the damn food. Simon, how come you don't have a girlfriend?
I don't know. There's someone I've been thinking about. I have all these things that I want to say to her. I know what it feels like to be lost and lonely and invisible. You have to go after what you want.
So that is Jesse Eisenberg, very disturbed because the new recruit at work is, of course, Jesse Eisenberg, and no one seems to recognize that his double is there. Josh, I look, that's the very basic gist. What's the film like?
Look, this is fantastic. I saw this morning, and it's a bit like, you know how last week I was talking about Only Lovers Left Alive, and I said it's one of those films you just want to stay in that world. Yeah, this was. I had a very similar reaction to this. In fact, Mia Wasikowska has a minor role in this film too, so there's lots of sort of connections. She's popping up everywhere. Look, this is directed by Richard Ayoade, who most people would know as the character Moss from The IT Crowd, a TV show. So this film is actually based on it's Richard Ayoade's second film as a director. He directed a coming-of-age film very similar to Rushmore, came out 2 years ago, called Submarine, and Noah Taylor played a role in that film.
Okay, and so Noah Taylor's in this.
There's a lot of casts doubles up. But this is based on a Dostoevsky novel, The Double.
Oh, they've gone the classics.
So they have, but in a very unique and distinctive way. If you can imagine a Dostoevsky novel, but made in a very similar sort of stylistic vein to Terry Gilliam's Brazil.
Oh, okay.
The whole film plays on the Jesse Eisenberg character, Simon James, who exists in this kind of bureaucratic world where you're never really sure what they're doing or what they're making. The machines are very much that. It's sort of the industrial typewriters, the monolithic
computers.
It's sort of
a pre-modern.
Yeah, it has a 70s retro sort of style about it. Like, there's a TV show called The Replicator that he watches on this tiny sort of TV set, and he's a very dingy, dark kind of apartment building, and then he goes to his dingy, dark office building.
Right.
And he's fallen for a co-worker that he can't speak to. I mean, this is Jesse Eisenberg in his kind of socially inept, socially awkward phase that we know he does so well. And then all of a sudden, James Simon turns up, and he's everything that the other Eisenberg isn't.
He's
charismatic, he's aggressive, he's kind of powerful, he rorts the system. And what follows is that sort of typical, or that archetypal story about rivalry and identity theft and, you know, who are you and why can no one else see that we are in fact the same person, but he's stealing myself.
Right. Are they on screen together much, the two characters?
They are, and it's perfect. It's some of the best. I mean, you know, they do it with that motion capture and it's all about eye matching. But, you know, Eisenberg deserves a lot of credit because, I mean, I was sort of a bit concerned because, you know, he plays that socially awkward character so well. He's so typecast in that persona. But he plays the powerful, charismatic, aggressive character really well as well. Like, you get that clear distinction between the two different sort of personas.
Sounds a bit like, what's that Canadian one? Is it Ocean Black? With the woman who plays, I think, 10 or 11 different versions of herself.
Oh, right.
I think it's called Ocean Black. It's a TV show, which, I haven't seen. But Jesse Eisenberg's good for this sort of role. Because, I mean, he was confident in the Magic movie and he was anxious, anxiety-riddled in The Social Network. So he'd be good at this sort of duality.
Yeah, and he plays it perfectly. And look, there's a really wonderful supporting cast in here. I mean, it has a distinctly British feel about it too. British 70s, British 80s. You can tell Richard Ayoade has obviously been influenced by those earlier types of TV and film. The one thing I really love about this film, in terms of the way in which it plays on the idea of the double, is it never tries to explain it. I mean, I think if this was an American film, you'd have some attempt to justify it or explain that it was some sort of cloning experiment gone wrong or something.
Yeah.
And this one, it doesn't try and give you a backstory. It just plays on the implications of the fact that this double has arrived and what does that mean in terms of...
Does it work well culturally? I mean, is exploring issues of identity and authenticity? Do you pick up all those sorts of things or is it just fun?
Well, it is fun, but I mean, I think the best part of it is it's almost Kafkaesque humor about social satire and bureaucracy. I mean, it's such a deadpan style of humor. There's wonderful moments, almost there's moments where the elevator doors just refuse to recognize him. So when he stands in front of it, and then when he goes to leave, finally they shut. So there's that sort of physical humor, but also in terms of the bureaucracy. And it's quite a wonderful film in that regard. A distinct artistic vision, in the same way that you have Wes Anderson, who has that distinct visual design. You know, both Submarine and this had that. But again, unlike my criticisms of previous Wes Anderson films before The Grand Budapest, you have a real connection with character here.
Okay, so it works. It's good.
Yeah, I think it's really good.
See this one. The film is The Double. The TV show I mentioned is Orphan Black, I'm being reminded by at least 3 texters. Now, as we mentioned, Richard Iowata is the director. Now, I haven't seen this show, so you explain what this little bit of the clip is, Josh, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so this is from the IT crowd. Richard Iowata plays one of the 2 IT nerds, and he plays a prank on his would-be boss, Jen, by claiming that he owns the internet, and the internet is in a little box with a red flashing light.
What is it?
This, Jen, is the internet. That's right.
This is the internet. The whole internet.
Yep. I offer a loan of it so that you could use it in your speech.
It's so small.
That's one of the surprising things about it.
Hang on. It doesn't have any wires or anything.
It's wireless.
Oh, yes, everything's wireless nowadays, isn't it? So I can really use it in my speech. What if someone needs it?
Oh, no. People will still be able to go online and everything. It'll still work.
Oh, good.
So that's Richard Iowata. Josh is laughing himself silly. It's the IT crowd. So Richard Iowata is the director of the film that we are talking about with Jesse Eisenberg called The Double. So, great actors turned directors. I'd love to hear your ideas. 1300 222 774. Someone texted in, what about producers that shouldn't act? Tarantino, which I love. Mm-hmm. It's a great idea. But look, either actors who you think are fantastic once they've become directors, or actors who really never should have gone down that path. 1300 222 774. Someone else too mentioning Ron Howard, who indeed, yes, goes from, well, he's probably his directing is better than his acting, isn't it?
Oh, I think he's much more successful.
Has he been in films lately? No, he hasn't had a role for ages, has he?
He had a few cameos in the last season of Arrested Development.
Did he?
Because he, you know, he's the voiceover for the previous seasons. I think he was one of the writer and the producer of the show.
Was he funny?
No, he's all right. He's playing Ron Howard. He's playing himself as Ron Howard. So.
Okay. Quite a few of you nominating Clint Eastwood. Yes, I think that's a great one. Now, I don't know how to... Charles Laughton only directed one film, Night of the Hunted, 1955, but what a ripper it is. Sorry, don't know. That's ringing vague bells. I apologise,
John. Robert
John.
Mitchum as a preacher who's hunting kids after he's married, I think it's Shelley Winters, and then kills her off and then decides to hunt her kids. It's an incredible film, and the fact he only made one film is a real disgrace.
Trainspotting, Josh, there. Although it's probably really famous, and it's just my ignorance. Many of you texting in suggesting Clint Eastwood. Favourite director turned actor, Kevin Smith. That's Clarks, and sort of went a bit downhill from Clarks, didn't it? Still, favourite actor turned director, Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Campbell?
Don't know Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell's famous for the Evil Dead films.
And Zach Braff. Great job on Garden State. Indeed, yes, The Man from Scrubs. That was a good film.
Yeah.
Did he make anything else?
I don't think he has had a follow-up.
Yeah. You're still texting in about Orphan Black, in which this... I don't even know the actor's name, but she apparently portrays 7 or 8 different versions of herself. And I think the backstory is not clear, so it's some weird world where they're all quite identical. And apparently she's very, very good at it. Sounds a little bit like the United States of Tara, but still. And Ian's called from Mount Waverley. Hi, Ian.
How you going, Rat?
What's yours?
Tom Lachlan, Billy Jack.
Sorry, who's Tom Lachlan?
Tom Lachlan, directed and acted in Billy Jack.
Josh is nodding, but I've never heard of it. What's the film?
Billy Jack?
Yeah, no, but what's it about?
It's about a half-breed Indian basically karate chops everybody up in the town.
And so, like, is that, like, recent, old?
Nah, it's back in the 70s, mate.
Oh, okay, so I don't feel quite as ignorant. Okay, Tom Lachlan, and he was an actor before he did that?
He actually done a film called La Fede Escobar with Clint Eastwood.
Right.
And Sea and Sympathy.
Okay. There you go. And I have to, someone else I will have to look up and fill in my revoltingly poor knowledge. Kevin Costner. Someone texted in Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
did he direct a good film? I suppose Dancing with Wolves is a good film, isn't it?
It's still one of those epics. It's
have
still
you been back
long.
And watched it? Is it still
not recently?
Good?
No, yeah, I'm not no, sure how the politics. Actually, just on the Billy Jack series, if people haven't seen them, because there are a number of sequels as well. Tom Lachlan actually only died earlier this year or late last year. It's really interesting because he's a Vietnam War vet who's a sort of a hippie and lives in a commune, and then has to then kind of indulge all this violence to sort of save the leftist movement. Okay. So it was really one of those. You know, you had the reactionary right wing kind of Vietnam vet films like the Bronson films, and this is kind of leftist, but it still comes back to that center with violent. Yeah,
interesting. Ben Affleck should give up acting, stick to directing quickly before Batman. Sean Penn, what has Sean Penn directed?
Into the Wild was his most recent.
Did he direct that?
Yeah, he's directed three or four films.
It,
the Pledge, the one with Jack Nicholson as the cop who promises to find the killer of the.
Yeah, indeed. And Mel Gibson. Whew. Controversial. Keep sending in your text. Directors turned actor. The ones you love, the ones you hated.
On 774 ABC Melbourne, you're listening to Raphael Epstein.
Josh Nelson is with me talking about The Double. We're going to have a look at Bad Neighbours in a moment. But your favourite actors turned director. Tim Robbins, Dead Man Walking. Yes, I like that. Apparently John Wood did some astonishing behind the camera work on Blue Heelers. Emma Thompson, another one, yes. And does Ronald Reagan count? Director of The Free World. Josh, now I've got to say, I look at Bad Neighbours, which was released as Neighbours, I think, everywhere else.
It was. And I'm guessing it was retitled because of the similarity with the TV show here, perhaps.
I don't think so. Is it Rogan or Rogan? I never know.
I call him Rogan.
Rogan.
I call him other things too.
Oh, well, Seth Rogen, he's pretty big in comedy. Zac Efron is in it as well. Have a little listen. Bad Neighbours. You kind of have some idea what the film's about.
Look, new neighbours.
Oh.
What do we got?
Is that a fraternity? We have to go over there. We've got to be cool.
And we say, by the way, keep it down.
Well, we won't say it like that. Just like, keep it down.
What are you doing with this?
Keep it down.
Just don't, we've overworked it. Just wanted to say welcome to the hood.
You're welcome.
Also, if you could maybe just...
Keep it down.
Anyway.
Make sure if we're too noisy, call me first. Don't call the cops.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go tell them to...
Yeah. Are you ready for a show?
Seth Rogen, Zac Efron, Bad Neighbours, Josh. I reckon you'd have to... Wild horses that have to drag me to the cinema to watch this. Is it good?
What was I thinking? I saw this afternoon. How do you review a comedy where you don't laugh?
Right.
In fact, not only was I not laughing, no one in the audience was laughing.
Right.
I guess this really typifies the film. There's something that happens in cinemas which I'm a stickler for, and that is A, looking at your phone, B, answering your phone. Someone answered their phone, young 20-something in this film, and I just didn't care. Because I was like, the guy's conversation behind me was more interesting than what was going
really
on screen. It's just limp. I mean, it's a comedy without laughs. It's, it plays off the new parents in a new house, the frat move in, Zac Efron and Dave.
So Zac Efron's the bad behaving young.
He's the president of the frat house, and Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne are the new parents.
Oh, that's right, Rose Byrne, Australian.
She's all right. I mean, the only person who really comes out looking any good in this film, quite literally and in terms of his performance, is Zac Efron, I think is really impressive. We loved him in The Paperboy. We thought
he was fantastic.
Any actor who's willing to be peed on by Nicole Kidman is, seriously concerned with method acting. I just don't find Seth Rogen funny.
I mean, that
comedy, This Is the End, that apocalyptic male rape comedy, was just awful. And I don't know why I thought this
would be any better. You don't like it doesn't mean it's not popular. Is this doing good business in the States? Do you know?
I think it's doing reasonable business.
Right, okay. But it's not getting rave reviews in the States.
Look, I probably did a disservice for the film by listening to a Louis C.K. stand-up album on the way in which he riffs on all of the same themes as the film. Lost youth, sex, drugs, partying, and parenting. And everything that Louis C.K. is, even though he's riffing on these subjects, which are pretty crude and he does it in a crude way, in such an intelligent manner as well, and with his great sardonic humour, this film falls flat.
Right.
So it's, if Louis C.K. had written this film, I'd probably have loved it, but it's written by the producers of things like Get Him to the Greek.
So it's not even written
by screenwriters.
Yeah,
so if you can't dig up a comedy writer to write a comedy film, I'm not sure what that says about the state of comedy in Hollywood at the moment.
Wow. There you go. It's Bad Neighbours. Seth Rogen, tell you what, we've got time before the news. If you can tell me a good Seth Rogen film that I should see, 1300 222 774. I'm interested because I haven't quite got there yet. Billy Jack, as big as Woodstock. There you go. Many of you are still texting in. Billy Bob Thornton. Oh, indeed. Charlie Chaplin, fantastic actor turned director. And also, John Favreau was an actor, but he's a much better director. That's from Stephen Windsor. He's in a new film, isn't he, called Chef?
Yes.
Yeah, which I read a review of.
He did the Iron Man, the first two Iron Man films, I think. Yeah.
And Tim Robbins, still that's coming through. Is there a good Seth Rogen film? Josh is looking at me blankly. There's
Knocked Up was okay, I thought.
Okay, right. I think I stopped going to see Hollywood comedies at about Something About Mary, I think. John's called from Pascavale. Hi, John.
Hi, Raph. I was going to say Sean Penn's first directing was a movie called Indian Runner, but then Robert De Niro.
Yes.
Directed The Good Shepherd.
Yes.
And Dennis Hopper, who is probably one of the all-time greats, I reckon.
Oh, definitely. Now, what did he direct? Did he direct Easy Rider?
No, I think that was more Fonda, I think.
Okay.
But the movie that I'm thinking about was one of these first, it wasn't first, but it was a movie called Out of the Blue, which probably went nowhere. But of course, Robert Duvall, you know, he's directed sort of very little movies, but very good movies.
Yeah, yeah. Now, did Robert Duvall direct Tender Mercies?
Yes.
That is an extraordinary film, actually.
He did some sort of blockbuster show so he could direct Tender Mercies.
Yeah, right. Oh, look, I like all of those. Thank you, John. And someone else, the original actor-director, Orson Welles. The father of the original cinematic movement. That's from Phil in Ashwood.
He would have had his, I think, 88th birthday this week.
Oh, really?
If he was still around, yeah. He said really? Something about directing being a great series of mistakes with good actors for an audience. I thought that was a great quote, actually.
I love it. We've been talking about The Double and Bad Neighbours. They're both on, I suspect, reasonably wide release.
The Double's quite limited, actually.
Oh,
just at Cinema Nova, sadly. Bad Neighbours is everywhere.
Bad Neighbours is everywhere.
Isn't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth. Josh Nelson's blog is filmology.com, spelt with a PH. Josh, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.